This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 155 for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
What's up, party people?
Party people.
It's a party. We're talking about Penn's with a bunch of friends. That makes it a party to me.
Awesome.
I know.
I'm
a party.
It's really dark in here. I don't know why it's showing up so dark here. I'm like really dark. This past weekend was the big Triangle Penn show.
Was it their 20th year?
I think it was a 20th year, yeah.
Yeah. That's huge. That's huge for a little show.
Yeah, it's huge for a little show, and we've been going since, I don't know, is this a fourth one, fifth one?
A bunch.
Good show. It's a small show, but it's action packed, and it's run by Terry Mayhorder, and his son Ben helps out, and it's really really well run. Tough show to miss, you know, if you had to, but it's a great show. So should we jump right into it?
Let's do it with 2 feet.
With 2 feet. Okay, so let's see. We left Thursday.
Jump
afternoon.
Into it. We left Thursday right about 1 o'clock-ish.
I think that was the goal was 1, and I think we actually we got out 3 minutes in advance, if I checked my watch correctly. So first show in a while, I think we got in early, or left early, which means on time. And uneventful drive, would you say? And
little rain, but no raccoons, no deer, no armadillos. All the wildlife was safe. So it was a good, and no cops stopping us. It was good.
Yeah. We pulled in, it's about 9:30 local time, right? So.
Correct. We did stop and pull over. It was supposed to be an hour. And when my alarm went off, I hit snooze 3 times.
Yeah, see, I didn't even catch it because I had been. It had been a busy week for me, and I know on that Wednesday, I had worked something like 15 hours or something that day, like 5 a.m. to 11. That's probably more than 15 hours, but a long day, so I was tired on Thursday. But got in at 9:30, which is actually early for us, and started setting up. We had 5 tables this year instead of 4 that we had last year. And usual suspects across the way from us, our good friend Jimmy Dolev from Total Office Products. A huge shout out to Jimmy. Nicest guy, one of the nicest guys in the circuit, really is. He was across from us. Who else do we have across from us?
Well, we T-boned into Franklin Kristoff.
Yep.
Which is our normal spot. When Terry approached us in Atlanta, and he said that a couple people had to cancel for health reasons or other commitments or whatever and couldn't make it to Raleigh, he managed to have an extra table. The last several years, we've only had 4, and it's really hard to fit all our stuff on 4 tables. He said, I've got 5 for you if you want them, but I'm going to have to move you. And it could be here, maybe I could do this or that or whatever. And we, it meant moving a bunch of people and, of course, just whatever's easiest. You know, we'll go wherever.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
No.
And we got there and Scott Franklin made a point to tell me that, I don't know what he said, I don't know what he did, but we were in our normal spot and a couple people who are normally behind us, like the whole row behind us just all kind of flipped around, but we somehow ended up with, I think they just moved one table down and made the break between tables in a different spot.
Yeah.
But it worked out. And now that Terry has established this precedent, I think we just need 5 tables all the time.
I hope so, because even with 5 tables, it's tough to put everything in there that we bring. We're going to have to start leaving some stuff at home, and that's tough to do because you never know what, you know, it's hard to leave stuff. There's so much cool stuff, right?
Yeah. And no matter what you bring, somebody wanted the one thing you left at home.
Yeah. Or you brought two and you could have brought five or whatever. So ink is always that way, right? Because you don't know.
Yes.
You can bring five of each Sailor ink and you'd sell out. And sometimes you bring five of each and you don't sell a single one. So it can be difficult. So anyway,
it is what it is, Cheeseless.
It is what it is. We got set up. It takes a while, especially when, you know, the public comes in on Friday at 1 o'clock, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So we had about 3 hours to try to get set up, and we were doing pretty good.
It's hard because you want to stop and chit chat with everybody. And we had some incredibly sweet offers to help us unpack, just like we always get. People always offer to help us pack up at the end. And we have a system. So I wish we could take people up on it.
There's no way. You'd spend more time training someone how to do it. Yeah. But the only person at this point that can really help is Steph, because she's done it a number of times. So Steph just needs to, she just needs to come on the road with us and meet us at every that would be the perfect solution. I don't know if she's in the chat tonight, but Steph's awesome. So, but she was not, unfortunately, in Raleigh. And I think I pronounced it right, Mike. Mike was giving me grief because I keep saying Raleigh.
No, we were corrected a couple.
We were corrected
years
last year. It's Raleigh.
Raleigh,
and it's really hard to say. So.
Yep. Those of you keeping track at 8:10, we're talking about food. Steph has been known to bring us donuts at a number of shows, and our good friend Mike Madison, at the insistence of his wife, I'm pretty sure, brought us donuts. They just appeared at the table, and it was heaven.
That was actually Saturday, I think.
Yeah,
that was Saturday. Yeah, so Mike, inkdependence.com, of course. If you don't know the website, check it out. It's awesome. Mike's a great guy, and he was there all 3 days: Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So always good to see and chat with him. But yeah, he brought donuts, and man, I mean, he's like, he knew exactly what to bring. You know, the chocolate cream filled donuts for me, and you got ones with nuts. And I looked back in there, and there's like, you know, there was three. He brought us a three pack. You know, so. But
no.
No, they were gone by the end of by Sunday morning. I saved one for Sunday morning for breakfast, and that was it. So, but I anyway,
They were yummy.
They were, they hit the spot. You know, you're working all day, you're running, you know, you get an hour or two of sleep in the car, and I sometimes get maybe an hour or two more. But it's, you know, you're running on adrenaline. You sleep in the car. It's not really sleep. It's just a way to pass time. You're running an adrenaline, so you need to get a little extra sugar. That works out. Friday was pretty busy, and I know Terry was saying on Sunday that all 3 days of the show had increased attendance over last year. I mean, some days as much as 20% higher than last year. So even Friday was up, and I think so. I thought it was significantly busy. For Friday.
Fridays are always a little questionable. People are still at work. You don't know if people can get time off, or, you know, maybe they're not coming in until later, but it was pretty good. I don't know if the numbers were as good as the year before, but it's also nice because you've got a little more time to spend with people.
Yeah. 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 You can chat. I don't know why I always forget this, but the Fridays always go till 7. Is that right? I just always seem to forget it every year.
I think we always do forget it. And it just is like, oh man, two more hours.
Yeah. Cause normally it's like, you know, on the most normal days on most shows,
I just want to eat and put my feet up.
Yeah. So, it does go through 7, so that was really cool because, you know, you do get people who, you know, they got to come home, they got to eat, they got to do whatever, they got to, you know, if they got to drive a little bit, they can still get to the show. So, yeah, it runs till 7, and then immediately afterwards, Really a cool thing. And I think this kind of cropped up kind of at the last minute, like the just within probably the week before the show or the week of the show. Frank and Christoph were to their offices, which from the offices, but the whole thing, you know, it's all in one place. We got to go to Frank and Christoph, and man, was that cool.
It was cool. I just have to publicly say that, is Lori in the chat, that Scott should be grateful that we did not distract everyone and carry off their repurposed Aurora display case, because it matches, it complements one that we have, and that would have been awesome.
It does. It was funny because I remember, now, and for those of you who have seen Franklin Christoph at a show, you know, they have a very distinct way of displaying things. Everything is very nicely done, leather, and it's just, Scott's got really an eye for how he sets things up. And walking into the Franklin Christoph offices is exactly the same. Everything is set up beautifully. There's even, you walk in and off to your right is an old vintage writing desk, and he's got a little, you know, flower frog there with a couple of pens. And in fact, I think there was even a sterling capped Parker 51, a wherever, and some other vintage pens on the desk. You walk in, there's like an actual kind of a demo product room. It's a real small room, but it's got this case. And I look at this case, I'm like, man, that looks familiar. But they had all their leather set up in it, and some things in it. And Lisa's points, you know, she kind of jabs me. She's like, that's an Aurora case. And sure enough, I look behind the case, there's like a little Aurora placard that they took out of the case and just put it on the floor behind the case.
Well, it was the same color. It was kind of a cherry wood with black trim, but the lights are what are distinctive. They're round and sort of turned, and it's exactly the same as the Aurora case that we have. And I knew immediately when I saw it, because there are no other cases, and we've seen a lot of cases. are no other cases that look like that. The cool thing was that what we have is more of a tower. It's only about 5 feet tall, but what they have is more of a long counter kind of case. So theirs plus ours would be perfect together.
It would be perfect, yeah. It would be nice. Would. So, you could put all your Optimas in there, and then we could start on something else. I've got one Aurora, so.
But it was really cool to go and see everything. For us, of course, it's fun to see how things are displayed. It was fun to kind of goof around in the back rooms and see how they store their things. We keep getting more and more product and running out of room, and so it was just interesting to see how other people do things. And then we had quite a treat.
Yeah, so kind of Scott and the gang and all the folks were there. It was really great to meet some of his other people that you don't normally see. Super friendly, all to be commended for just how awesome they are. But their main guy who makes the pens gave a little demonstration. So they had a couple of machines, and they showed the steps on how to make caps, and they have a couple different machines that they put it on to do certain processes, and really, really cool. It's just neat, neat to see it. Now, we didn't see the whole thing being made, but we can certainly appreciate the time it takes, even with, you know, a CNC machine to make these parts. It just boggled my mind. It really did. It was just, mind was.
I will say that never again will I complain either to them or to Brian that it's taking a long time. Like, you know, we just order these. Shouldn't they just zip, have them ready? And we certainly have a much better appreciation of how much time and effort and thought Franklin Christoph puts into how they make these.
Yeah, Dan is awesome. I mean, every step is just very carefully thought out. And we did actually, it was cool. We actually did get to see, they have cabinets where they have parts for the various pens. And we did actually see some of our, the Anderson Blue pens sitting out for, you know, they have, they're trying to make extra parts for us. So when we order the pens that they already have them ready for us. But sure enough, we opened one of the trays and there was a cap and a barrel for an O2. So
yeah, it was great.
It was kind of fun. So that was Friday. We kind of left. I wouldn't say we left early, but we left earlier than others because it was just we were done. I want to say it was about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Actually, about 9 o'clock, 9:30, and we were done. Went back to the hotel and crashed. Got a pretty decent night's sleep, I would say. Saturday morning, got up, had breakfast at the hotel, and made our way over to the show. And you know, it's nice to be pretty much set up.
Yep.
So
it's really a stress relief when you can get up for the big day and not have to do much except tweak a couple things, you know, straighten a few things. I think we stopped and had breakfast. Right. And so we got there kind of right as it was opening. You know, first thing at 9 o'clock, it's not super, super busy.
No, I think we did walk around a little bit to check out the room and see some of the other vendors. My good friend, President Wood, is typically only at the show Friday, Saturday. He's a minister. And so he never works a show on a Sunday. So if you want to get something from him, you got to do Friday or Saturday. He had some cool stuff on his table. I resisted the urge.
I know. I was impressed.
I know. I did really well this show, I think. I think I should be commended for that. But, yeah, we walked around a little bit, and we had some ideas floating around, so we wanted to check with some people on things and just say hi. You know, there's so many people, and sometimes you don't get a chance to talk to folks and – you know, you see them across the way and they see you and that's about the extent of it. I think on Saturday we did see our good friend George Ramakis showed up. And of course George has always got something for me, so that was cool. He's always got something cool to show too, and he was looking all, you know, I want to say he was looking a little more refreshed now that he's finally graduated. He's got a job. He looked a little cooler, don't you think?
A little more relaxed. He's never looked stressed. He's never looked anything less than wonderful. He's always very well dressed. For a college student, he has always looked. He looks 12. He's like 7 feet tall, and he looks 12. He's always looked older in his demeanor, but he looked. More relieved, more relaxed. It was great to see him.
Yeah, he had a really cool. I don't think you saw it.
I told him I would hurt him.
He always brings. It's funny. He always brings this big case, and he has like 6 pens in it. You know, it's like he leaves it so he can buy stuff. And he pulled out of his case a very early modeled hard rubber Conklin Crescent filler. I don't know that I don't recall if I've ever seen this one before or not, but the crescent actually wasn't circular. It was like flat. It's like they cut the top part off. It actually, to me, it almost seemed a little more comfortable than a round crescent, but really, really neat looking pen, the likes of which I probably won't see again anytime soon, but always got something neat and early to show me. So always appreciate that. Sometimes you just can't find that stuff.
Our friend David was there messing with you about your pen.
Again, yeah. In fact, he brings. we had chatted last week, and I said, hey, you know, bring that King of Pen because I want to see it. And he tells me later, he says he almost took the nib out of the pen before he handed it to me. So you know. Could act like it didn't have a nib, so he didn't. Thankfully, he left the nib in that beautiful pen. So good to see him.
His wife Carol are great.
They're awesome. What else? Saturday. I mean, it was busy. It's just your typical
Saturday was busy.
Your typical public day. And
one of these podcasts will talk about pen show etiquette.
We will.
Just saying.
Maybe not it's, next week, but maybe the week after or something.
No, not next week. We have a special guest.
We do. We gotta tie that up. But yeah, like maybe after that, or maybe before the DC show. I guess all I want to say is there was some
poor
rules of etiquette were broken.
Poor
etiquette. Yes.
Yeah. Man, I think you surprised our friend Tom Bailey. Brian never gets mad. Never, ever. Patience of a saint.
I just, you know, when you get upset and then I reach my boiling point, that's all there is. And, you know, I needed to say something, and that's, you know, we'll leave it at that. If you were at the show, you know what I'm talking about. Nobody was hurt.
Nobody was close. I was about to.
Yeah, anyway, moving on. You can ask us sometime. Anyway, Saturday was the auction, it was kind of funny. We were thinking, well, maybe we won't go, but Lisa's been doing helping Terry out with the auctions now for I don't know, the last several, huh?
Couple years.
It's been that long.
Couple years now. It's been a while. I don't usually help in Columbus.
Yeah, not Columbus, but Baltimore, Philly. Raleigh.
But we had decided there really wasn't much in the auction that Brian wanted, so it might be nice. The hotel we were staying at has a really lovely patio, and we were thinking, wouldn't it be nice to just sit and have a drink and maybe some appetizers, just something light, and just sit outside and enjoy the weather? And we were walking in, and Terry said, "So the auction tonight?" And we're like, "Yeah."
And he said, "Please." And when please. Terry says, "Please, man," he just melts. I mean, the guy is just so.
He's like, "Will you be there to help?" And I said, and he said, "Please, I could really use you." Like, of course, absolutely.
So,
which means Brian has to go and bid because
I got
to
go and bid, right? Well, so actually, before that, we should mention. So that kind of changed the dinner plans, right? So we're kind of hanging out, and at the end of the show. You know, I was talking with Bert Ozer and Jim Rouse and Ren was there, and we were having a quick beverage right at the end of the show, and we all kind of looked around and we said, "Hey, well, let's, you know," and Mike was there, and we said, "You know, why don't we go to dinner?" And so it was you and I and Mike Madison and Jim Rouse from Frank and Christoph. We went and had dinner at the restaurant. Of course, we've had mixed.
Experiences
here. This is the place where last year Lisa had. Now, the last couple of years has been kind of a standing tradition. We have dinner with George.
Right, and last year was the year that the newbie waiter drenched me in beer, knocked over. Was it a 20-ounce glass?
I think it was a 20-ounce. Yeah, it was this big tall
right
glass. Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to charge you for that beer.
Like I'm. Not even dripping. I was just drenched, and not a great experience. This year, I think that the menu had fewer items.
They did. It was tough to pick because they used to have this like kind of a fried chicken, you know, kind of a southern thing going on. Mashed potatoes. I've had it the last couple of years. It's been really, really excellent. Really nice. Completely off the menu. They've got one pasta, but they got more burgers than they can shake a stick at. So. Actually three of us got burgers. You got what, a salad of some sort?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't remember, but, the burgers were good. I give them credit for the burgers are good. The fries are good. The appetizers, the buns, rolls, everything was good. It was just a little, I was kind of hoping for the regular, but it is what it is. Just awesome conversation. With those guys, and we had a good time. We had a really good time. In fact, we were actually almost late to the auction because of it. I think we I don't think we got up there till, was it 5 minutes to the hour?
Oh, All you need to do is sit, and all I need to do is go up front.
Yeah, but what I'm doing. I hadn't actually looked at anything for the auction preview.
Preview's overrated.
I looked at a couple pieces. So there were a couple pieces that, since I was there, I was going to bid on. One of them being an Esterbrook twist filler. Now, this one was in some sorry state of affair. As some of them are, in our famous statement on twist fillers is, they're guaranteed never to work. And for those of you who don't know what a twist filler is, between 1941 and 42, Esterbrook made, during wartime, they made a piston filler pen. It has no metal, it has no rubber. They went from steel to palladium silver trim and nibs. So they made a piston filler with a plastic shaft, and that's what they sold. But they charged $3.50 for it, 3.5 times the normal price that they were charging the year before for the so-called dollar pen. And it didn't go over very well. You know, dealers had stocks of the old dollar pens in tow, and they didn't sell very. They're very scarce. Very scarce. It's one of the few Esterbrooks I'm comfortable saying they are rare. You see one, maybe two a year in a good year. But the plastic has a tendency to crystallize and crack. And in some cases, the piston shaft breaks and the knob falls off. And that's the case with this one. You can see the crystallization on the end. It did have the knob. Yeah, it's real sad. I mean, you can't ever – I know like one that works. I got one friend that has one. And I wasn't certain that the cap was actually correct for the pen because it didn't look like it was palladium silver trim. But I wasn't sure. Either way, you know, if the price is right, I'll bid. It got a little higher than I wanted to, and I let it go. It's okay. I've got one. But actually, I got one from you.
Even if the price isn't right, you still bid on lots of things.
Well, I would bid, yeah. You know, I'm not going to let it go for 20 bucks. But so all the stuff I looked at, I didn't win, and all the stuff that I won, I didn't even look at. So as it turns out, now's the time we can start showing some pens that I won. And I always like to surprise Lisa. So I'm sitting with Mike, and we're having a pretty good time. The first auction that I won was a pair of Waterman 52.5 Vs, chased hard rubber. Lever fillers, semi-flex nibs. I always, you know, I win something, and then Lisa's writing down the number of the winner, and then when she hears number one, because that's usually our number, she looks up and she's like, "What?
When did that happen? How did I miss that?"
Yeah, so we got that, and then the second lot that I won, I didn't even see on the list. There was 115 pieces on the auction list. It was a set of three. Now, they're not necessarily set, but two pieces were a set. There was a ballpoint and a pencil set engraved. This is Mont Blanc, and then a separate additional Mont Blanc mechanical pencil. So I couldn't, you know, I said, why not, you know? And the ballpoint actually is really cool. It's a neat mechanism. Now, this is a model, if I get this right here, it's a model 215 ballpoint. Really interesting. I'm going to hold it up here. It's got a little click. The way you retract the mechanism is on the clip. And you flip this down, and the ballpoint it comes out. And then to retract the ballpoint, you take this little piece and you flip it back up, and it retracts the ballpoint. Really kind of a neat little mechanism. That was neat. The pencil, matching pencil's got a little bit of a stub on the top, and it's button actuated, so you just push the button to retract to get the lead out. That's kind of neat. And thick lead on these too. This is model 396 looks like, and then there is a separate mechanical pencil, a 276, which is really kind of a sleek looking thing, cap actuated as well. This is cap actuated, not a button actuated. The whole cap pushes down to retract the lead. It's really pushed the lead up. Really a neat piece, but nobody was bidding on it. I said, well, why not? You know, neat stuff. I don't know if they're going
to give you funny looks at auctions.
You do give me funny looks at auctions because sometimes you're not looking at what I'm bidding on. You're looking down, you're doing your thing. And you're
writing the numbers.
You're working. Yeah. And you don't see me. So although I got those up.
I did see Brian debating on a couple things. There was an auction or two where we had two of the same numbers, and a couple times we've actually both bid. Like, I thought he was done and I was going to go one more time or whatever. But this time I decided I was going to make a number because I didn't have one. And occasionally I'll bid on something and surprise him. And so Brian was number one.
Well, and so I saw you get up too. I saw you get up to do this.
So I got up. And usually on like 1A, I decided my number was going to be the other one. The other one. And then the number one. Yeah. But I didn't bid. But I was ready.
So, yeah. All
there
right.
Were
so
a couple things I thought about.
Yeah. I could see you kind of like moving your stuff aside, getting ready to bid. But I know there was an Aurora Hastel. It was kind of an interesting piece. But it's kind of a weird item. And what else was there? There was a Namiki Falcon that was interesting. And I'm getting some grief in the chat about bullet points, so I'll gloss over this next one. The other item the last item that I won was a in the box, and I don't know if you can see this here. I'm gonna hold it up, labeled as a 1950s to 1960s number 164 Mont Blanc ballpoint. And this one's actually got the foil sticker on the box. It says number 164, West Germany, $79.50. So it's your classic 164 ballpoint, and classic size, just like that. So you've all seen
it. I'm just excited to see you rambling on
about ballpoints. About ballpoint, yeah, but you know, it's cool. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just something different, you know. I've collected all sorts of. I mean, I'm not. These aren't for me. I'll make that very, very publicly known. These are not pens for me. You know, why not? You know, we're Mont Blanc dealers. It's nice to have some Mont Blanc stuff in the store. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's see.
For the auction, I think, and it got hot in the room too. Oh my goodness.
It did. So it was nice to be done and go back to the hotel. We thought about sitting outside, but we decided we were just too tired. We just went to bed. And then, of course, Sunday comes around and last day of the show. It was still decently busy. Most Sundays at most shows tend to be slow until noon or one, and it was actually really nice that the Raleigh show doesn't start until 11, so you actually get to sleep in. We had a nice breakfast. It was good.
Yeah, we did a little shopping around, and you know, I should mention there was a funny story at the auction. I'll tell this, then we'll get on with Sunday. But so I'm sitting next to Mike, and we're kind of screwing around, and. We're doing it respectfully. I don't want to give any the impression that we're wreaking havoc on Terry. But we're joking around, and there was a Parker 51 with a broad nib, and it was a Vacumatic, I think, and a Vacumatic 51, and it sold for $110. So, and Mike looks at me, he's like, holy cow, wow, you know, I was like, yeah, he goes, what do you think this next one's going to sell for? And I look at it and it says double broad nib. So in my head, I just figure, well, if the first one's a broad nib, it sold for $110. The double broad nib is going to go for twice as much. So I say $220. I don't know. You know, I'm just screwing around. And all of a sudden, the bid's going $120, $130, $140, $150, $160, $170. He looks at me and goes, man, it's getting close. $180, $190, $200, $210, $220. Do I hear $230? No, it sold for $220.
Do you know the winning lottery numbers?
I know. He looked at me like I was some kind of mage or something. I don't know, but it was kind of funny.
It was fun.
So,
Sunday, decently busy. Ben may order brought around this shoebox, which always scares me when
it's not really a shoebox, though.
It is a shoebox.
It's bigger than a shoebox.
It's a clear plastic shoebox. They get them at They sell them at Target. Trust
me. It looks like this. You see that? Can everybody see that? That's bigger than a shoebox, isn't it?
It's not a sweater box.
Okay. Yeah, so he's got this and he's got some other stuff. And actually, I didn't actually get a price on that. He had some vacuumatics for sale, but he has this huge box. And I really haven't looked at it much. And so I'm glad we brought it home tonight. It's a huge box of black hard rubber parts, barrels, caps, feeds, like no nibs. So go ahead, insert joke there. But
we've commented before that people bring us bags of pens, baggies full, quart size baggies. It's true, somebody brought us a box of tire stuff.
I don't know. There's probably, 100, 150 pens in here, maybe barrels. Just guessing, which is funny because it makes me wish. George had offered to sell me some nibs and I declined. I may have to take them up on for because now I'll be able to put them in some of these pens. But yeah, it's a nice big box of black hard rubber parts. I mean, there was some nice clean caps. There was a maybe Todd barrel in there. There's, all sorts of really cool stuff. Some unusual stuff, unmarked, mother of pearl pens with gold filled bands on them. I mean, I don't know. There's, feeds, all sorts of stuff in there. So, yeah.
We'll get our money out of it.
Yeah, the price is reasonable. I mean, I only have to pick up, fix up four pens out of the lot, three, four pens, and boom, you're done. So, although that may be a challenge.
Brian's first question was, so can I keep this on my lap? Can we not pack this and I'll just go through it while you're driving? Like, no.
And then we forgot to bring it home. Yesterday. When we came in, which was killing me because I really wanted to look through it, but it is what it is, right? So so that was right at the end. We got, Sunday was a good day. It was quite busy for Sunday. And again, attendance was up. We managed to, I won't say much, but we had some lengthy conversations with Frank and Christoph about some upcoming projects. I think that's safe to say.
Cool new stuff. So excited.
Yeah, stuff that I've wanted for a while. So,
what's Dan doing in the chat? Shouldn't he be like working?
Dan's in the chat.
Dan's in the chat. Shouldn't he be like get working, turning stuff,
buddy?
No, we're excited. We're excited. It's cool.
So, as we have been talking on the way down to the show that. I have 2 4 pen cases that I use, and I've had one of them for probably 10 years. Nice leather, Italian leather case, but the strap is starting to rip on it. And sometimes I want to bring more than 8 pens. I know it's kind of crazy, but I want to bring more than 8 pens to work. And sometimes it requires I put 2 3 pens in my pocket if I want to test out certain things. And as much of a nerd and a geek that I am, sometimes I only want to have one pen in my pocket. So we were talking about the Franklin Christoph Penvelope, the 13. I had seen them before. I hadn't really looked at them a whole lot. And, man, are they nice.
One followed him home.
Yeah. So early Father's Day present right here. Penvelope 13. I mean, look at this. This is just so nice. It's so nice to be able to put all your pens in there. They fit big pens, small pens. You can clip them over. Well, super well made. The price is right. And then this part even flips open a little bit. So if you get a small pen, you can put something in there, a piece of paper or something if you want. Unbelievable how well made this is. I couldn't wait till Father's Day. So. It's early Father's Day, and then that's just all there is to it. So, but that was really the lone purchase for myself.
Yeah, I was surprised at your restraint
at the show.
I don't think I bought anything either.
No, we didn't. Wow. You know, but it's nice. It's smooth. It's like it's black. I think he calls it black, but it's really kind of a dusty. I don't know what you call it. Dusty smoke color, almost real dark. It's just, it's beautiful. It's, you know, it's a little bit on the larger size, you know, compared to the small 4-pan cases, but it really gets the job done. And at this point, who am I to be embarrassed by bringing pens to work? Because I mean, I own a pen store, so you know.
It's nice that the spaces for the pens accommodate bigger and taller pens.
Yes.
So it holds. I have a lot of thinner, shorter pens. So while they would fit in the penvelope, some of your bigger pens still fit really well, and it's.
Yeah, it's 149 cool. Slides in there, piece of cake.
So I had it. He knew I'd gotten it, and Lori snuck it around so that I could kind of fake him out for a little while. All of a sudden, the one he was looking at was gone.
It was gone. Yeah, she snuck.
Lori had hidden it for me. So thanks for faking him out for me, Lori.
But, yeah, I didn't see you take it. I didn't see you set it aside, but I knew there was no way that somebody just happened to buy that one. I mean, it was the only one.
It just happened.
Yeah, Lori says it's called Saddle Boot Black Leather. Really, really
it's cool. It's gorgeous.
Really cool, and it's got a neat feel to it, and it's a quality product. If you need something that's, you know, good for big pens, I mean, you check these guys out, man. Their cases are second to none. They're really nice.
Yeah.
So.
But of course I'm teasing him about it. Well, Father's Day isn't here yet. You've got to wait 2 weeks. And well, can I just look at it in the car? Like, no, but I let him have it.
You know, and it comes in a nice, what
dust
do you call
bag.
It? Dust bag. So really, really, really neat. It's the Penvelope, 13, by Franklin Christoph. So for those who are asking in the chat. So
yep, absolutely gorgeous. I think it's my turn next.
Yeah, absolutely. You betcha.
I'll get a 6.
You get a 6? Great.
I will. Anyway, that was Sunday. We somehow managed to pack up again pretty quickly. I guess after 50 something shows, I don't know. It's like one show we just somehow cut like an hour off, and we've just consistently done it since, and I love it.
Yep.
It's heaven.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, packed up, got in the car. The weather was beautiful, really nice, which always helps that last, you know, hour when you're trying to pack the car. And we got in, got out, and that was it. So. Got home, long drive, took a stop for some rest, and, about 4:30, local time here is when we pulled into the store to unload. And of course, the funny thing is all the stuff that we've just talked about, we hit Dave with like in the first 10 minutes. Oh, and you got this happened and this happened. We saw this and we saw this person.
Plus some other stories.
Also, every other story that we can't tell you. Yeah, so.
Yeah, all the unpolitically correct or the politically uncorrect. Poor Dave must dread the first hour that we actually come into the store and even the next day, because we're just still so hyped up and excited and we just want to share it. And especially now that he's been to the Chicago Pen Show, he's met a bunch of the people. He has seen our setup in person, not just pictures. He's seen other people's setup. And so he has a much better understanding of, you know, so-and-so was over here and, you know, whatever. but we just babble a mile a minute because we just want to get all these stories out in the first 10 minutes. So poor Dave.
That's the Raleigh Pen Show.
Good show. If you're anywhere nearby, you should go.
Yeah, and there's already a couple of pen show reviews up there. I know Mike Madison had one on his Inkdependence blog today. Nice looking review. I was reading through it today. Covered all the high points and then some. So you're going to start seeing more reviews come out this week. So check them out. Various blogs and sundry.
It's a well-run show. There's plenty of modern, lots and lots of vintage. Oh, and the funny thing was, easily two-thirds of the people who won door prizes, we knew. It was great. We were standing with Renard. I think he had just walked by. They called his name. Ulysses had gone. But I sent him a text saying, oh, my God, you just won a door prize.
What did he win? He won a ballpoint or something?
I don't know. I
love those guys. Ulysses is awesome. He's just so happy. Love the guy.
Craig Winters won something. And Bob Scott is the luckiest man on earth. Number one, he's married to a wonderful, wonderful woman who's just the sweetest, funniest little thing. But in Atlanta last year, Bob won a David pen. Who made that?
Stipula.
Okay. The clip has a naked man on it.
For Bob.
He's this big guy with a big beard, and he was just having a ball, and he was going to give it to Anna. And then that was Atlanta last year, 2014, and this year he won a pen in Raleigh. It was great.
Lucky guy. So yeah, it's a great show. You know, if you're in the area, it's a couple hours away. Definitely consider for next year. I mean, it's smaller, but it's got what you want, and the auction's usually pretty good. You know, it's not. I will say it's not like the Columbus auction that they have on Saturday night is like the premier pen auction on the circuit. It's really awesome, but you know, it's still a really good auction. You know, 100, 115 pieces usually, and there's something for everyone. There really is. So definitely check it out. We want to mention real quick here as the hour comes to a close, the Paper Blanks planner giveaway. Definitely check that out. That's on the blog. At the top of the blog, we're giving away two Paper Blanks planners. These are really cool. I think you have them there at your desk. They go from July 1st through December 31st of 2016. So a full solid 18-month calendar, little pocket version, really nice. All you got to do is write in, and the address is on the it's posted to the top of the blog, or we'll mention the address in just a bit. So, do you have them there?
I can't reach them.
You can't reach them. Okay, so they're cool. They're decent. They're not huge, so you can fit them in a purse, or you can fit them in a briefcase, or whatever you need. Real nice. In fact, I may get one for myself. I'm not quite sure. So, but yeah, just a write in. Cost of a stamp. International. Great. So we're getting some of those in, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. So we're gonna give away actually a couple weeks, so you can have it in time to start July 1st.
Absolutely.
We got a couple quick things about what's going in, what's on the store and on the web. We received some more Ackermans. We're slowly getting the full Ackerman bunch in. In fact, we've got a couple more that are gonna show up. Or did those show up already? I can't keep track.
I don't even know.
We got more Ackerman in this week, so it's slowly going up there. I think we've got two more boxes coming this week.
Mm-hmm. We'll get the new swabs up. They came in while we were gone, and we just haven't had time to get to it. They'll be up, and great colors, amazing bottle, really, really nice ink. There's nothing not to like.
Yep. Yeah, they're nice, and you know the small big bottles are cool, but the smaller size is a little more approachable. I think easier to deal with the 60 mil as opposed to the old 110 mil bottles or something like that. So that's that. Edelstein Amethyst arrived this week.
You have a bottle finally, over. The correct stuff. We're supposed to get multi dozen a few weeks ago. And instead of the amethyst, they sent more onyx than we will ever sell in 10 lifetimes. So that went back. And finally, we got the amethyst in. it's a gorgeous color.
Yeah, I think my analysis was that it was enough to last us 16 years. So
it was crazy. That they sent.
Yeah, but so that's it. And you have something very exciting in your hot little mix there.
I do.
This just showed up, and I'm like, oh, what is this large pile of stuff? And she just smiles coyly like she does and says, This is
the new Vanishing Point. This one is the cherry bamboo. And it is wood. It's absolutely gorgeous. Dave and I are debating which one we like better. So you've got the cherry. It's a deep red, kind of a brick red or a burgundy. But, of course, you've got some variation. It's really pretty.
Yeah, I like this one. This one is nice. It's really, I'm not a huge fan of wood pens. I mean, you see them in Japanese pens often, Pilot, Sailor. This is done well.
And then the black bamboo, again, a wood, black, but it has, you probably can't see it in the camera. You do see some of the veining in the wood.
A little texture very to that well one, done. Isn't there?
What?
There's a little texture to the black one.
It's, I would just call it a satin finish. It's it's not super glossy, but it is just satiny enough to not slip out of your hands. It's a really, I hate to say organic feeling, but it's just a really nice feeling in the hand.
It's organic.
They're both beautifully done.
Did I see right? These are available in multiple nib sizes?
No, these are only available in medium.
Oh, they're only available in medium. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, which is, I guess, is classic for the, it's typical for the limited edition Vanishing Points. Mm-hmm. They've all been medium nib only. So, nice pieces.
Yeah, these are gorgeous. In fact, let me just, since Wayne's not in the chat, I can hold it up. It's just really, really gorgeous.
Yeah,
I'm like imagining. The one. I imagine Tim, who asked a question. I have a feeling they've done a whole lot of testing on this. Pilot doesn't do anything badly, so I don't imagine that the wood is going to crack or anything like that.
I think there are standard precautions one needs to take. I mean, don't leave it in your, you know, in your car on a hot day, you know, that kind of stuff. You don't get it wet. They're nice. It's really, really nice looking pens. The red I like a lot. The black is neat. But I'm gonna put 2 points over into the red camp. That's my vote. The prettiest pen. Were I to snatch one, that's the one I would go with.
Well, I like the red, so maybe we just get one and share it.
Oh, yeah, because that works.
And by share, I mean it goes in my pen case, and I'll let you borrow it once in the blue moon.
Yeah, right. I'll have to wait until it's completely rotated out of your cases and into the pen chest behind me before I can pick it out. So.
Yep. No, just absolutely gorgeous pens. I have known about these. General manager of Pilot USA is our sales rep. So he sends me all sorts of cool stuff, just randomly, like, hey, check this out. And, there are some new Metropolitan colors coming out. I've seen pictures of those. I've seen several iterations of what the new band is going to look like. So really cool colors. And some other cool stuff. So I just randomly get these pictures in my email of new Pilot stuff, and I've known about these for a while. And as soon as he said these are coming out, you know, 6 months ago, I'm like, we need these. I have to have them. Here's my order.
Yeah, they look good.
They are on the site. I urge you to grab them quickly before Brian does. But now, you know, your typical Vanishing Point, medium nib, smooth writer. We each have several, and we like them a lot.
Yep. So there it is. I think that's it for this week. What's new? I mean, we just got back, so who knows? I know we got some new stuff coming in, and some really exciting stuff happening within the next 3-4 weeks. So,
well, can we say it? It's up on the site.
What's up on the site?
The thing.
No, it's
look around. There's something.
If you're real astute, you'll see a category that just showed up last Thursday night that doesn't have anything in it, but is coming soon. So there's a new a new category we're excited about, and
new product, new brand, cool freaking stuff.
And we got some great ideas too. So we got some samples in this week, and we'll leave it at that. So
yeah, we're dangerous in the car. We have a lot of time to talk, to brainstorm, to plot, to have private conversations either with each other or with vendors, and we get a lot done in a short amount of time.
Yeah. So anyway. There it is. Do we have any shout outs this week?
Everybody who is at the show. Mike and Audrey, David and Carol, Erica and Ulysses, everybody at Franklin Christoph. Lori kept bringing people over, and suddenly I had new best friends everywhere. It was awesome. Big hugs to Dan, who made the started the two caps while we were at Franklin Christoph. That was so cool to watch.
Tom.
Everybody. Poor Tom Bailey.
Our good friend Tom, who actually showed me the coolest thing I had ever seen, and I'm going to talk about it just real quick. Tom had a friend of his go to Japan and brought back a gift. This is the most insane, ridiculous, cool thing I've ever seen. I don't know what I would do with it. So if you're even the slightest bit, I don't know, maybe OCD is maybe not the word, but so his friend brings him back a wooden pencil, you know, the kind you got to sharpen. It's has 20 coats of red urushi lacquer, and it has maki-e, like a little ringlets on it, on a wooden pencil. It's the coolest, but it's not sharpened.
It's cool.
So what are you going to do? You're going to sharpen it in a urushi lacquered pencil?
I can't even imagine, but it's very cool. Not what you would imagine. And I can't imagine that would be like a regular thing. I mean, why would you spend so much time and effort on a number two pencil?
I mean, but it must have taken hours to make. I mean, I'm sure they do, you know, 100 at a time or whatever, but yeah, it's got 20 coats of urushi lacquer. It's got these, you know, little maki-e ringlet pattern on it. And it's a wooden pencil.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Anyway. Shout out to Tom. Rob Bader, what a trip he is to talk to. I was chatting with him at the auction. He's always got, if you know Rob, even if you don't know Rob, get to know the guy. He's been in the business now for 60 years. He started when he was 8.
Always has a phenomenal story.
Yeah. He's, and cause I just like, hey, okay, Rob, what do you got for me this time? You know, he tells stories about his dad used to own a pen store, about going up on the roof and taking bottles of Waterman and throwing them down at the brick wall below and making all these, you know, crazy ink patterns on the wall of the building. Rob Bader and, I don't know. You would get a Presnell Wood. I mean,
just everybody.
Carl Daniel, Carl Seidel. Yeah, everybody. Terry and Ben, of course. Great job. Great job as always. So, I can't think of anything else. You got anything else?
Nope, we're done.
Okay, I think that's it for this week. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911, which is also the same place you send your paper blanks giveaway to.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog where you can find your paper blanks, planner, giveaway details, blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Check out check out the social media for updates and new products and events in the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.